served up a new channel every day, it feels like, if not one, several. What becomes very important, especially from a media point of view, is to really identify your media universe. Remember when I said earlier, you've got to focus on the where and you've got to focus on what's important. Focus on the channels and the outlets that are really going to have impact on your organization. It's not important to measure anything and everything out there. It is really important to zone that down, to hone it so that you are only focusing on the channels that will make a difference to your organization. Now, why should you approach it like this? This is a slide that was actually created a couple of years ago at my previous role. As Judy mentioned, before I started my own business, I ran the ASPCA's communication. And when I started working with them, communication was pretty much zero in terms of the communication department and an active program. And so we pretty much started out from scratch, which is not necessarily a bad place to go. But when you are starting out putting together a program and then a measurement program for such a large organization, of course it can be overwhelming. So I started out by asking what we needed to achieve. I was told, well, we want to be the top reference source on animal welfare for the media. So I said, okay, now that's certainly a lofty goal. Where are you now? They couldn't answer that question because no research had been done and there was nothing that could tell us where we actually stood in the media's eyes as a resource for them and where we stood as compared to some of the other large national animal welfare organizations in the country. So we started out by doing a communication audit, which really helped set the stage for our communication program and putting in place some measures, working with Katie Payne and Partners Company to help set up our measurement dashboard. Then in 2007, this was all mid to late 2006. Then in 2007, this was the time that we actually had some budget to start putting together towards our monitoring and tracking program and pull the results into the dashboard. So we did that for an entire year. And of course, I'm sure they're still doing it. That I just mentioned this as a 1 year. There was consistent tracking and monitoring and actual evaluation. And simultaneously, I went and spoke to the folks in charge of development. Now, those of you who are at nonprofit organizations will know that the development folk are very, very important because they're the ones who are helping to bring money into the organization. They're the ones who are really helping to keep the lights on and helping the organization to move forward with its mission. So off I went to the development folks and the folks who ran it, and I said, okay, so what is really important to you and how can PR help you? They said, well, get us placements in, you know, the top U.S., blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, well, that's all well and good. We can try to do that. But what is success in your eyes? What does success look like to you? So they said, okay, well, then there are two things. Web traffic is really important to us, and online donations are really important to us. And there were reasons for this, which I'm going to explain in a minute. But these were the two KPIs that we started out with. So the online donations is pretty easy to understand. All nonprofit organizations need to fundraise, and 99% of them will have a mechanism by which you can donate online. Some of them have specific online donation programs that are get linked to from their main website, but most of the time you'll also have a donate or give button that's somewhere on the main website, and probably in more than one place on the main website, so that you can actually give funds directly to the organization. Now, the ASPCA already had an extremely robust development program in place. Direct mail, major gifts, direct response television, all of that was very, very successful. But all of that also comes with a high cost of investment. So while they were certainly not going to do away with any of those channels, bumping up giving directly via the ASPCA's website, ASPCA.org, was becoming very, very important because it could, at some point, hopefully, help bring down the cost or how much the investment in some of those other channels. The second KPI was online traffic, and that's the slide that I show you here, and I'll tell you exactly what this is in a bit. But online traffic it was important to them because it was more than just about feeling good about how many hundreds of thousands of people visited our website. development had worked out a very specific formula, which was essentially that for every increase of 100,000 unique visitors to the website, people who arrived at ASPCA.org by organic search or specifically going to the website or because they heard about it somewhere, for every increase of 100,000 in unique visitors to the website, that translated into 7,000 new registered users to the site. These were people who volunteered their information to the organization, who volunteered to sign up for email newsletters, who downloaded a pet protection sticker, who said essentially, I'm giving you my name and email address, and it's okay for you to use it. It's okay for you to put me into your database. Essentially, they were opting in. Now, these 7,000 new registered users were then put into the conversion file by development, and they would start being marketed to. And through their research and tracking over the years, they had realized that these 7,000 new registered users were ultimately worth $175,000 net to the organization over their lifetime because of the future programs that they would opt into, whether it was monthly giving, moving on to direct mail, and so on. So now you can see why the online traffic was really important, not just from a traffic and a volume point of view, but in terms of what that would actually do for the organization in terms of moving the business aspect of it forward. So we tracked everything, as I said, over a year. And then early in 2008, we wanted to pull everything together. So we pulled together our exposure, which is basically just opportunities to see what we would call impressions, because that is the rawest measure of your outputs. These did not include multipliers or anything like that. They were literally just, you know, one-to-one opportunities to see data. And then we correlated them with these two KPIs, with exposure, with web traffic and with online donations. And I did not include the online donation slide here because it's very similar to this. But here you can see the very, very clear correlation between our exposure and between the actual web traffic. You can see these highs and lows are pretty much happening at the same time. And it was very interesting to see when these highs and lows happened. If any of you are pet owners, and I suspect many of you are, you'll remember that 2007 was quite a banner year in for want of a better word, for animal welfare. March, April, May was when the pet food recall hit, and so that was all over the place because, of course, later on it had implications for human safety as well. July was when the news of the Michael Vick case hit, and then it started heating up again in October as we got closer to his sentencing hearing, and then, of course, the end of the year is always when traffic and giving tends to heat up. But 2007, it was extremely high, exceptionally high, because of everything that was going on with Michael Vick. CSI was focusing on an episode that dealt with animal fighting as well. So you can see over the course of that year how our impressions, our outputs, corresponded very, very clearly to a key performance indicator for the organization. And that is really what you can call a measure of success. So now, how are you going to start doing this once you've put everything in place? Well, there are many ways. You can look at your website data, and I'm sure many of you are already doing that. You can look at your analytics. It's very important not to forget to use surveys when you can, because surveys are really the only way for you to actually start measuring outtakes. If you remember, outtakes are what your audiences are taking away from your programs and your communications. And the only way to find that out is to ask them. Whether you use focus groups, or whether you use phone or online surveys, mail surveys, a combination of all of them. And the good news is that because we live in such a digitally charged world, some of these don't have to be very, very expensive. And we'll go into some of the lower cost options later on. And then, of course, you've got media analytics, dedicated URLs, and so on. So there are many, many things that you can put in place to start tracking the success of your programs. So now you're going to say, okay, so I've measured and I've put all this together, and now what do I do with it? Well, you've really got to ask yourself, what does the data show?